Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 13-year-old website. It's actually in its 14th year completely. We started that in the fall of 1997, and it's not an original. It's not original because there were websites before, but that's a long time. Not, you know, I'd say we're on the in the early days of the internet. We were reaching out to you, and so we're still doing it. We're continuing to improve that website every day. And we hope you check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kelly Owyler is our guest. She has got an incredible body of work there that you can find, the things that she's deposited with us over the years, her wisdom on the show, in the writing that she's done. I encourage you to go there and find her information there, and what the things that she's taught us about paradoxes is a clinic on that topic, which I think every small business owner needs to understand how paradoxes work and how they affect their lives. Kelly, your book is Paradoxical Thinking. Give us your website, please.
www.kelbergen.com.
Spell that, please.
K-E-L-B, as in boy, E-R-G-A-N.
G-A-N.com. Check it out.
Kelbergen.
Yeah. Kelly, we're talking about people coming out of major corporations wanting to start a business, needing to start a business, right? Because that's what I did. I was a good employee for 23 years. I was an executive for the last several years. I was the president of one company, which was a part of a family of companies. And then I found myself, you know, downsized and unemployed in 1989. And I had two teenagers and two mortgages. I had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought with me some things, but I learned some things about being a business owner. One of the things that I learned that I want you to talk to us a little bit about, because you've got some experience in this, and that is realizing that you can't do everything because you're so small. But the truth is that's almost an advantage for you once you realize that, because it sort of motivates you to build alliances, to build partnerships. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's very true. And especially when we're starting out and things are tight, or in an economy like this when things are tight and people aren't spending much money, we have a tendency to want to do everything and take anything that comes in through the door. And what that does is it ends up distracting us and spreading our energy and what we're capable of actually accomplishing. So if we can begin looking for and building the right alliances so that we're enhancing business rather than competing with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the I scratch your back, you know, you scratch mine idea. But it has to be with people that you really feel good including. You know, you want them to have some similar values.
That's a big deal. That values thing.
Customer service.
That values thing is really big, isn't it?
Yeah. And you want to begin developing an agreement about how you'll cooperate together. And an example would be if you're a welder. You want to work with somebody maybe who's a really good pump man. I mean, those are separate businesses. You could do both, but if you are the well driller, do you have time to learn to be the good pump man? That's when you bring somebody else in. And then that pump person will bring you in
mm-hmm.
for wells that need to be drilled.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin to work together.
Especially if you're in a position where what you need to have done on this one project is not something you're going to need all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you bring somebody in and you do the work and then you go away for a while. What do you think about putting things in writing? I have one of the things I like to say to people when I don't want them to think that I'm questioning their honor, but I say, why don't we write this down? Not because I don't trust you, but I don't trust our memories. Let's write this down to protect us against our own memories. What do you think about that,
I do that all the time now. I mean, in the past, I have done things on a handshake, and what I found is language is one of the downsides of language is almost every single person will interpret it differently.
And remember it differently.
And remember it differently. So it's really important
to clarify,
are we saying the same thing?
I'm that way, too. I mean, I'm guilty of remembering something, and I'm convinced that I remember it a certain way until I'm shown evidence that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
It happens to all of us.
Did I really say that?
And not only did I really say that, but did that person understand what I meant when I did say it?
Right.
And often we do misinterpret, not intentionally, but if we write it down where we're both looking at and going over and saying, now, do we understand what this means and clarify everything? And the answer is yes. Oh, it's just so much easier in the long run. And you're maintaining the relationship much better because you won't run into problems.
Right.
You're both clear about it.
So as you start your business, folks, you know, as we talked earlier, you're gonna learn a lot of stuff. Being a business owner is going to teach you something really quickly. You're going to learn a lot of things really quickly. But one of the things that might not be completely intuitive is there's a whole world of people out there who can help you in a lot of different areas. And Kelly, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, just another example. Think of yourself as a building contractor because they do it all the time.
Yeah.
They're constantly building relationships. Potential subcontractors.
Bring in subcontractors.
That will serve you.
That's well said. KelBergen.com is the website. Kelly Owyler is our guest and outstanding founding member of our Brain Trust, author of Paradoxical Thinking. Kelly, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's great to talk with you, Jim, as always.
See you next time. Kelly Owyler, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't do without her. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.